Okay, so go ahead and look up.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Sure, baby. How you doing? How are you eating?
I'm fasting. So,
you got a bad connection. Get on a better phone.
Hold your leg up.
Yeah, it says low connection quality.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. How's that?
Much better. How are you not eating these days?
Yeah, I'm waiting to eat until lunch. And then sometimes I have one meal a day, or sometimes I eat lunch and dinner. But I'm eating way less than before.
Correct. Why is that?
To help my liver process super sugar.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
That's good. And food doesn't taste good.
Right.
That's the reason. JW is having the same problem. Karen's got him eating every 10 minutes. He's about to have a cow. He's about to kill himself. Because he's had to. Because he can't eat every fucking 10 minutes. But that's the point.
And the minerals and all the vitamin C and everything Carolyn made for us. I mean, it just,
yeah,
it's sustaining. So food is just, like
that's
you said,
correct.
Food is just for fun.
Right. That's right. I mean, it's right, and you know, you used to think, oh, well, I have to eat, well, I have to do this, and you go spend all this money in a restaurant or something like this, or have one of Bob's $100 glasses of water at a fine restaurant somewhere, but you know, after a little while, they bring it to you, and you go, ugh, it's fucking lettuce, and I mean, the dressing's not even good. It's not even good, so it's not going, or a baked potato with butter and sour cream, and you can't even taste any of it. It's like, it tastes like mud.
Yeah,
so it kind of takes the heatness out of the fire.
Right. Yeah, I'm feeling like this is helping process things and it's balancing better. Is there anything about the eating other than what I'm doing that you would tell me tonight?
You have to have more. You have to have. If you're going to do that, you can. But you got to have more wet stuff. We noticed we didn't say what. We didn't say what wet stuff. Water, juice. Shit, I don't care. Sweet milk, don't make any difference. You gotta have more wet. Bourbon's good. Something wet. More wet stuff.
Okay. What about carbonated beverages?
We don't care.
Yeah.
We like them better if you make them, like with the soda stream.
Okay.
Because sometimes you don't know what you're getting. Now, JW will drink a zero. He likes the Coke or zero sometimes, but he's not a whore about it. Like if he's having some strong food, sometimes the bubbly water is good. You know, he likes it with that. But, you know, he's going to stay with his jasmine tea. That's how he's going to do. For sure. As well you know.
Yeah.
As well you know.
Yeah.
And that works out good.
Okay, more wet.
But now, listen, we're not talking about like V8 juice and stuff like that. We don't care. But we're not talking about something, a meal that's been ground up into something fluid. We're talking about more juices, more water, more tea, more whatever you drink it. More wet stuff. That's what we're saying. If you're going to do this fast and stuff like we're trying to do. More fluid. More wet stuff.
I mean, I'm peeing all the time. I'm like...
Good.
Just coming out.
Karen says you're supposed to. Yeah,
okay.
She says you're supposed to. She said, yeah. She's like, yeah. Good.
Okay. What about for now?
No. When you had the complaint, says, I haven't peed in 3 days, then we're going to have a conversation.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. Thank you. What about for Matt? Anything for his intake?
He's sort of fucked up. He just needs to go back and start over.
Okay.
He craves all the wrong stuff.
Well, how should he start over?
Clean his palate. get rid of all of it and start over. Because he doesn't, he won't like anything, or he'll like everything. But everything he likes, he ain't supposed to have. So you got to clean it all out, and then let it start normal, and then you can eat a good balanced diet that has some energy involved in it, some protein that's decent, not covered up in, not covered up in what do you call those things? Sauces, stuff. Too many flavors.
The soy lecithin.
Yeah, all of it.
Right. Okay. And so.
But that's the only thing that tastes good. So get him on some peppers if you need something with flavor. Use salt and flavoring. You don't have to have all that yucky stuff. Now, if he was great and everything was perfect, you could eat everything you want to. Drink poison. It's all right if you got everything else worked out. But you're asking the question. That's not all right. That's the reason we're in. Because we said you got the tiger by the tail, shit. Tear it up. It's all right. Burn it down.
Yeah, he notices his blood sugar up and down, and he gets kind of, angry or whatever.
Angry. That's because he doesn't have any nutrition.
Yeah, so he was considering doing that sugar detox, no sugar. So when you say restart, you mean just fast for a while and introduce stuff.
And clean it all out, and if you can do no sugar, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Cows have been living that way for 100 years. So, once there's sugar, and you're doomed to hell. But she's eased off that a little bit, though. Thank goodness, so people can actually function a little bit. But everything turns into sugar, because that's the whole issue with carbs and all that crap. That's the whole point of all that. So it's like everything you do is nothing you can do. So just don't go crazy adding a bunch more on top of it. And then your body has a chance to process it out. So, and that's what he's doing. That was to be different so he can last longer. So that it pulls longer, but it doesn't work. I mean, something should last for 6 hours and last him 45 minutes. And he's like, if I can never ate.
Is that because his body is converted to jet fuel and
Handling the processing super sugar sends your insulin levels into orbit.
Right.
Because your body says you're super sweet, so it makes a ton of insulin to overcome the super sugar. Well,
what
his body is compensating.
JW's on all of them.
No.
Mateo? What are you taking? Magnesium, Remag, and
Carolyn's
potassium.
Good. That's good.
Realign.
That don't work anymore. Come on, now. You got to take them all. Whatever
take Remag, potassium, Realign.
You got to take them all. Carolyn's resistant, you have to take them all. Okay?
Otherwise, you're... Here we go. Telling if it doesn't do that, then his dick won't work. So that's how you know you're doing it.
Yeah.
And he's got the RNA drop. He's been taking those.
Doesn't matter. Got to do it all.
Do it all.
I do them all.
One of the is I noticed whenever Matt would listen with me that you would talk about statins.
Yes.
Yes. So was that because you knew Matt was listening?
Yes. And don't take them.
Right.
No matter what. Death is better than taking a step.
Okay.
Well, it's right up there. Hey, it's right up there in Carolyn's book about antibiotics. Right up there, really close to the antibiotics.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's a funny one. When they're always checking JW because, he's all over the place. And they had to have a serious talk. He had his total cholesterol with everything that was together, and it came back, the most recent one was 102 total cholesterol. And you know what they told him?
What?
That was a little on, it was borderline. He really should consider a statin and CoQ10.
I don't know.
He really should consider.
Is that a high level? I don't know.
Honey, you can have cholesterol at 300 and you wouldn't upset Dr. Dean. You wouldn't upset her at 300. Because it's just a gauge. It's just a mark.
Right. Yeah. What if it's at 400 and that asks?
Well, if you're looking at 400, she'd look at your triglycerides and see where they are. That's how that works.
Okay.
Then you would adjust. Then you adjust your triglycerides, and then your total comes down. What was your HD? What was his HDL?
Do you have the record somewhere? You could get them for next time. Yeah.
HDL is more important than LDL, as far as what counts is. But anyway, call Julie. She'll tell you all
right.
About
call
it.
Julie. Okay.
All right, man.
Okay.
Listen, Alyssa. You don't fucking ask for Max. Who comes on here and he asks I am? He hasn't been on here in a fucking couple of years. The guy doesn't deserve anything.
I know.
He's a fucking idiot. He's a Midwestern nowhere fucking idiot.
He can hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
She's a bridge.
He doesn't need a bridge anymore. We don't have time for bridges anymore.
All right.
Oh.
Okay. So the stuff I want to talk about is the double tree hitch. I got some pictures. Yeah.
As opposed to a single tree. Very good.
So I got some pictures of, like, the traces and how everything hooks up.
The hanes and the collar and the traces. Okay. Good. That's good.
So I want to go over that because you said that there's symbolism in all of those aspects for ascension. Is that right?
That's how you have it connected to open the lotus. That's the way you force a block them. Yeah.
Okay. So I want to talk about...
Wait, stop. Maybe the best point you've ever made so far. Eugene! Get up in here. Eugene. Look. You look at that setup. Double tree, right?
Yep, I'm looking
at it. The horses, there's the two bars that go up on either side, right? There's the two bars that follow up the side of the horse. They go on either side of the collar. And then the collar's around the horse's neck. Right?
Okay.
And then you have the hanes that goes over the top of that, where you hook the chains on to the side of the collar. Alright, and then you got the strapping on the horse. And then you got the leather lead that come back that you drive the horse with to turn them. That's the steering wheel. But then if you look at it, where are they actually pulling except for 2 points on the double tree? Don't say colors, Carolyn. This is a family show. It's a family show. You can't say colored. The NAACP will get upset. Bill's nervous that we're talking bad. You don't like us talking bad anymore. So don't say colored. Especially when the colors don't work.
You hear that, Bill? Are you listening to dialogue, Bill? No. Fucking slaves. Jack and Jermaine. They're just fucking slaves. They work here.
So I see a guy sitting on a wagon. He's holding the reins in his hand. He has in each hand. The right rein connects to the right horse.
Correct. Both sides. On the inside and outside of that horse. So there's two leads.
Yeah.
He does one on the top, one in the middle between the fingers, so you can keep a balance on it. Got it. That's one horse. Now the other horse.
And then there's another horse. And so the traces are the bars on either side of the horse, right? The chains.
And the chains that run beside those guide bars. Because, see, that's the thing that turns the axle of the wagon. It sets a motion. But if you look at this objectively, there's no way to have a good level of propulsion from this setup. Because the whole horse is just the collar that's moving the wagon. So there really isn't that much going on.
Right.
For real.
So it's displacing, it's somehow kind of displacing the energy across the horse's body?
Agreed. The horses don't have enough energy to pull that wagon, except for that setup. And that setup, the endiotes, which is divided, where the throat and the control of that power that's being adulated causes a forward motion called ascension. Same way. Now you adjust the traces, and you adjust the collar, and you adjust the what we call the strap, belly strap, because that's what you have to do to hold that all together. Especially if you've got multi-sets, you know, like the Clydesdales pulling the beer, stop pulling the beer wagon. That's an even bigger setup.
So, Ion, what is the double? So, does each of these aspects have a symbolism in the chemistry of ascension? Because you talked about the double tree relating to the adrenal.
Of course. So, of course, that's how the body. That's how the body rips it. See, what's wrong is, as a human, you're doomed. You're doomed to die. And ascension gives you a chance to live. And so you got to overcome everything they told you that you got to do. You got to do this, you got to do that, you got to... Well, you ain't got to do none of that. You just got to ascend.
So what is the collar around the horse's neck in the as it relates to the chemistry?
The four winds. The four winds.
Okay. So the noble... The noble gases. Okay.
That's correct.
And then the neck yoke is what the little ring connects.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
What is
which connects those hook on the side? Those rings are what hooks the traces up. The traces are what's guiding you in your position of ascension. It's what gets you out of, it's what gets you beyond the second ring of the angel diagram. So you can find your way out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you provide three examples of what the traces are in, you know, somebody's ascension process?
Oh yeah, disbelief, discarnate, this sounds stupid the way we're going to say it, but it's discarnate carnality. You're carnal, but you have to be discarnately carnal. You're still in your meat sack body. You still got to eat and shit, but you need to do it as a god.
Mm-hmm.
So that adjustment is how far along you are from the head of the head to the tail, from the head to the tail. And that gives an example of your setup, the whole system of how you proceed up the Emmaus Road toward ascension to force the lotus blossom to bloom. This whole thing is about forcing the lotus. We've had lots of tutorials on forcing blooms.
Right.
You don't know it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So the neck yoke, So you said the collar with the four
Don't say neck yoke, just say the yoke, because you'll get everybody messed up. Eugene's going to get mad. Eugene knows this. She'll get mad. Don't do this. She'll beat you out.
Eugene can help me when I read this. Okay, so the yoke, what is that represented in the chemistry of ascension?
The fourth ring.
Fourth ring, okay. Hold on, I want to check something.
And what is the fourth ring?
Yes, I'm going to this completely.
Stay. Here's another corpus callosum. So you brought it up. Now you're going to find out what it is. All right, go ahead, darling.
The jewels you control.
Yep.
Ring four loops with ring 11. It's part of the chemistry level. It has the seven thunders, the seven crown jewels, the condition after the winds are released.
That's exactly right. The winds that were being held, once that's released, that's where all the power of the horse or your projection into a forward position is there. Without that fourth ring, you can't get anywhere. You'll be toting horses up the hill full of
So when the horses are going forward, are their
Who drives? Who drives the horses?
Okay,
it's called a team. It's called a team. Now listen, it's called a team. Who's driving the team?
The person with the reins.
That's exactly right. And you rule and reign with Christ.
Yeah.
That's the same reign that we're talking about. But you have to reign, because if you have any fear and in you whatsoever, that horse will run you in the deepest ditch you've ever seen in your life. They can smell it. They can smell it. They'll live like an old mule will live 100 years to get even with you if they don't like you.
Oh, yeah. So what I'm getting right now is I've ridden a horse, but I've never done a carriage.
You need to do some buggy racing. That's what you need to do. Get some buggy racing. That'll tear it up. That'll get you going. A little buckboard racing.
Oh, my gosh. All these connections are happening because a couple of weeks ago, I got the message about, you know, horses. More horses in your life. What is the message that I got? Yeah. So what I'm downloading right now as we talk is that when somebody's driving the horses from a carriage or a wagon or whatever, they can't be thinking about it. You know, they have to be aware, but it's that kind of autonomic, like you're tuned in, but you're kind of just letting it happen. You're not getting in the way of the horse.
You're not trying to figure out whether the horse has the ability to pull the wagon or not. You can't calculate that's a possibility that you're going to engage.
Right. Okay. So the yoke is the fourth ring. Let's see what else I have on the fourth ring just quick. You also said gifts of the spirit, politics, new heart, new body, no mind. So there's a no mind heart, new name. And then also on this ring, for some reason, is vitamin D, 3K2 allows vitamin D to manifest in the new environment.
Yep.
Why is the vitamin D, 3K2 a part of the fourth ring island?
Because the sun is changing. If you don't have your vitamin D levels up, you'll be destroyed.
Okay.
You'll be eviscerated. Dr. Carolyn Dean didn't tell you that. We did. She didn't tell you that. We did.
Thank you. We told
you that.
And unlike
most of y'all, we're going to live long enough to stand and bear witness to it.
Right. Okay. At the driver's holding, they attach to like a midsection on the back of the horse, and then they go into a...
That's the strap. That's just what the trace is attached to. You put a girdle on the animal. That's to keep a balance so that they don't get away. So when they get, say they get up on a snake. Most horses don't like snakes. Get up on a snake. You can have a control to pull back, not just at the collar. You can pull back on the animal itself.
Okay. So is the
That's
right?
the regulation. That's the regulation in the seventh ring. Remember the seventh ring?
Yeah, the Escher.
Escher. That Escher, say both, because you're right, because Bob gets on it too. So that's the Escher that allows you to maintain or shift the energy flow or capacity, potential energy flow or capacity. We have to say it that way so nobody blows their brains out over something we said sideways or somebody rolls a blunt because they can't take it anymore.
So, specifically the fact that the reins connect to the traces through that strap is the ring seven capacity?
Correct.
Rock
That's the Escher. That's the Escher that allows that horse to vicariously become your power. That strap makes those animals your beast of burden. Now you drive and control it. That's what we're trying to get you to do with your life.
Yeah.
To drive and control it. We gave you the powers. We showed you how to rule and reign. We showed you how to connect to the power. We showed you how to lay it out. We showed you how to get the traces. We showed you how to put it together. We showed you the difference between a single tree and a double tree. We showed you how the tiny note chart applies to this little conundrum. We showed you how you can look at a picture on the goddamn internet and know everything you need to know about it. We showed you about amino acids, told you what they was, told you how it was going to get them, told you how it's going to work out, showed you how it's going to shift your body. Made the whole wide world start acknowledging it. They don't like acknowledging things that they don't invent. They don't like that. They don't like, they're not fond of that. But see, that's the shift. And this always was. That's why Bob gets a little full of himself. Bob gets a little bit full of himself because he's on the upper cusp of the edge of this. And there's nothing they can do. Oh, if there was something they could do, they would have done it already. A wonderful day in the neighborhood. But because he's got it, he's got lockdown Bob rule, he was careful and did all of his work in advance. Now when he starts talking shit, he can back it up. Maybe for the first time.
Lockdown Bob rule. And Connie rules. So, poor Evelyn.
He didn't have to be that way.
Poor Evelyn. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I heard in between your words when you were saying, yes, there was a ritual, you know, it's like, gosh.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, you got it back. Bob's going to holler at you. Bob's going to holler at you. Hold your leg back up.
Okay. Oh, is the in and out? Is it better now?
It is now. Whatever mode you go into in the low, goes and turns into a signing on to AOL.
Okay, so
remember
I
that. And you had the dot. And you had dial up.
Yeah.
Do you know the good recipe? Do you know the good recipe to the English pea salad?
No, but you can tell me at the end, because I want to say, you just connected ring 7 to the capacity of the Escher Asher in terms of all the 14 degrees of freedom as it relates to capacity and ratio and perspective, and you talked about controlling my life, and so I appreciated that.
And what's key 8?
Key 8 is...
Right. Since you're bragging.
Oh, yes, I'm bragging.
Good.
You like it. PA is either safe navigation from angels or standing up to the angels.
Both apply. Excellent. So now all you got to do is you got to have an air, and you can actually make this thing start to float. You see how you have crossed the double entendre? They apply at many levels. That's why you have been the key focus of the pentatonic scale. First of all, nobody else gave a fuck about it. And you happen to, because you're aware of melodic conditioned responses.
Thank you. Yeah, so you said with Chad that control is what airplane you're getting on, and not that you have to fly it. Honestly, that really helped me. Yeah.
Oh, that's clever.
For some whatever conditioned response, this whole like control your life, you know, generally people would approach that and they would say, well, that means I have to fly the plane then too.
Correct. And not fly it, land it. That's the problem. Everybody can fly it. It's not the problem. It's the landing is the problem.
Right. So So control is just what airplane you're getting on, not that you have to fly it or land it. And that resistance
correct.
Is I'm not getting on that plane. So those are really helpful. Okay, getting back to this.
Wait, you missed the point. You missed the one point in between there. In that condition of having the Escher can control your flight.
Yes, that gets back to the X and Y axis and all the four quadrants and how you have to line up the horizon line like you talked about in like the 2009
session. So what you're doing is you're telling Bob these words so he can put the notes in what Chad talks about.
Yes, sure.
Oh, good.
Okay, that's so good. So the caller is the four winds. the yoke is linked for where the reins connect to the strap is ring 7. What about this? What is the wooden piece that goes in between the two horses?
Okay, that's actually called the stock. It's okay. Just basically the guide. It's the guide that you hook. It's what you guide to hook the lines off of the traces so that the bars go through the side of the harness. It's just basically so when the horse moves, it's what's steering the front axle so that the wagon turns left or right.
Okay.
It's an extension bar. It's an extension bar allowing you to be the steering wheel.
So what is the... relates to the stock bar, the guide?
The stock bar has a Top Chef liquor in it.
No. Is there a chemistry representation for this guiding post in between the two horses? Because we're getting close to the double tree. The guide that you just labeled, that connects through the double to the axle. So this must connect to adrenal somehow.
It does. It's the lymph system. The lymph system is what connects you to the caboose.
Okay, cool. Okay. And then... Then there's the two single trees, is what I see, off of a double
That's
tree.
Right. That's okay. Exactly right. That's the helix strand. So you have a double tree, a double helix strand. And what happens is that becomes the focus that allows you to have the corporeal system have an ability to move.
Okay. So how do the adrenals, I'm not going to ask that. Hold on. I'll back that up. But I don't really know what the adrenals do when I'm, like,
yeah.
So
we're going to blast you. Because we're going to take you all the way through the lymphatic. We're going to take you all the way through the lymphatic system. You're going to have to start naming them. And this stuff. Then Carolyn's going to holler at you because you got the wrong one.
I think they have to do with the metabolic functions. But, yeah, I'm going to hold off on that until I know more.
Yeah,
okay,
and so how to calcify your pineal gland while you wait. You know, the normal stuff.
Okay. Alright, so let's wrap up this metaphor. I think I can dig in a little bit again in the future. But I can feel myself winding down on it. What is one other aspect of this picture? It shows the driver, and it shows the
right.
Leg.
So, here's the thing you're missing.
Yeah.
The one thing that you're looking at that picture that you're overlooking is the spring on the seat.
There's a spring under the guy's butt.
Correct. On either side. So his butt will bounce. So if it hit a rough area, he is balanced. That balance is the 11th ring. Very important. Because otherwise you could get thrown off your own horse, off your own buggy.
So the 11th ring
is an electric, it is an equalizer.
Yeah, okay. My notes on the 7th...
Shock absorber.
Okay. And that's looping in with ring 4. And ring 11 on the notes are elements and minerals in my crown.
Correct.
What
keeps you on the throne? That seat is a throne.
Is the, when you talk about the crown of the ascended, is that the pineal gland?
It's an example of it. It's like Carolyn said about analogies. They all suck sooner or later. But yes, you could borrow it, but it'd be kind of glib. because okay. that's where the throne. Wait, no, wait, now that's what encircles the pineal gland, that throne would. So of course it would be a right example of that condition response, but it's a stretch on the
okay.
hand side.
So the crown refers to specifically the pineal gland.
Ding, 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 ding,
okay. Okay, and then the 420 elders put the crown on the ascended head. So ring 11 is the seventh crown.
No, they bear the witness of the Great Commission. They bear witness. They don't apply anything. They bear
okay.
witness to the Great Commission.
Bear
mess
witness.
That up.
I'll change that. Okay.
Yeah, bear witness. Count, don't put up with that scribble scrabble.
Okay, sounds good. What else about the ring 11 of that bouncing seat as like a shock absorber? Can you say, what other, a couple
yeah.
other?
The wheel, Ezekiel.
Ah, okay.
Wheel and a wheel. Most of those buckboards, if it's not a surrey, surrey's just got two wheels, but like a buckboard will have four wheels. So those
okay.
four wheels are those balancers that you're using for your load. Yeah.
Okay.
Which goes all
okay.
the way into, which goes all the way into cold place. So carrying the load.
Okay. Yeah, it also brings up the gyroscopic movement of the 14 degrees of freedom. And the 14 degrees of, separation too. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Is that like, and guess what? They found Hillary's email server in Joe's garage with his Corvette.
Oh my gosh.
And here's another news flash for you. They have now discovered that Hunter Biden has a penis.
Oh God.
And they've seen it. First hand.
It's all just a show. I mean, I've been re-listening to the Egyptian Book of the Dead, and back
Nan did great with that. She really
yeah.
embraced that because yeah. she was trying to see the difference between the live part and the dead part, so she was getting to understand it so she could get with the living. And it's worked out
yeah.
perfectly because it's been a great working model for her.
Yeah.
She's done a great job with it. Go ahead, darling.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
I'm overstepping.
Okay, so in 2019, Bob is looking at the Drudge Report or something, and Carolyn, I think you're talking about Trump, this or that. And even way back then, the theme was what they tried to do to Trump, they're going to have done to, you know, Trump's going to do to them, but he's going to have the good.
Correct.
So, here we are, still doing that same theme from so long ago. So,
yep.
Is that just going to keep going for, like, the 7 years of the serpents or whatever, that loop of...
Oh, wait. Now, we can't steal the thunder. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Bobby.
Bob's not listening, remember?
Oh, that's true. Well, he don't need to listen. He needs to talk.
Yeah, what do you want?
We want to know is how your dinner was, and if it was good, talk about this conversation, because if we say it, we're going to say too much. Then you're going to be yelling again. So, say the words again, and Bob, you answer this question.
Okay. Did you hear me? Bring up the 20.
You know, he didn't hear nothing. Just do it like you ain't here. So that's the only way
okay.
to do it. Go ahead.
Okay, so in 2019, Bob, I'm re-listening to the Egyptian Book of the Dead. And you and Carolyn seeing something online, some news item. And the theme then was what they tried to do to Trump and couldn't actually get away with it. There was nothing of substance. Trump's going to do to the Democrats, but he actually has the good. So I am bringing up the Corvette and Biden's papers and all that stuff. So, like, he really has the goods. They couldn't find anything on Trump with his papers. So.
And they're still finding them. They found some more today.
Right.
They found yet more. This is four tranches now so far. From when he was vice president. So he can't turn around and say, oh, I'm gonna declassify this because I'm the president. Not when you have these pieces of paper, you ain't. Thank you.
Okay, so Bob, I was asking Ion, it seems that it's the same theme. You know, it was happening when Trump was in his administration, and it's still happening. So my question is that loop of them trying to get Trump and then Trump actually gets them and has the goods, is that just going to keep going on to the 77th?
Why are you asking me?
Because if we say, then you're going to yell at us because we're going to undo your private session. We thought we'd let you spill the beans. we thought we'd let you tell the tale.
Well, we'll do that after the private session then.
Okay.
Oh, now you got a reason to stay up, honey. Better pour you a gin Ricky.
Yeah.
Get you a gin Ricky tonight. Get you get some. Or no, a Harvey Wallbanger. That's what you need. Is start drinking Harvey Wallbanger.
Okay.
But that's important. That's important. I know. Note what you're saying. That's important because what's happening is these loops. This goes back to what we said about time.
Yeah.
Okay. And the experience of it because it's not normal. And yet you don't age. You can't say Bob is aging. He looks 12. He don't look 100.
Okay. Yeah. So the LPs that you told me to make sure I didn't get rid of.
Yes.
Okay. So I have two more things. One is, which one died again, Diamond or Silk? I can't remember.
Diamond. The one that spoke everything. Silk is the one who's always quiet. Yeah. That's what I said.
So Diamond has the long hair ponytail, and Silk is the one with the short hair. Right.
Well, it is her hair. It's not like they asked Dolly Parton how long does it take her to do her hair. She says, I have no idea. I've never been there when it was done.
Right. Oh, my God. She would say that because she's so funny. Okay. So JW was upset that she passed, and then
that was because of Bob's chart.
Okay, so why was JW upset about
now she's gonna live out the chart and it won't be Bob's driver.
What does that mean?
The same thing happened with Thompson when Thompson died.
Wait. So you're saying her being alive in this realm on the chart
bound her to this realm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She's no longer bound.
Okay.
Bob fiddle farting around and didn't get it in the chart, so now she can run it herself. Kind of like the, well, you think, give it a minute.
So
what's she gonna run? What's she gonna run?
Your chart. Her part of your chart.
That's bullshit. She's no joke. I just fired her. She's fired.
Okay, because we have her.
We're gonna put her in charge of the turbo bridge and see how this works out.
Oh my God.
No, there's quite a relevance about this whole thing now. Because it is interesting, because you got rid of two problems in the ascension process when you're dead. You only are spirit, so you have much more ability to stay, because you don't have pain. You don't have to deal with, if I do this, somebody's going to bash my skull in, or push me in front of a subway car. It's just what they do in New York City now, right?
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. Well, she's in there. She's right next to Wailing Jenny.
Mm-hmm. Wailing Jenny. Mm-hmm.
She's right, well, she's next to Silk, and then they're next to Wailing
Jenny. Wailing Jenny, uh-huh. That's correct. So,
before she passed.
Correct.
Okay. So, was it an issue that it wasn't on Ian and Bob's blog spot? Is that what was
correct.
Part of the issue?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. Because I have an email on July 29th, 2021, where I've made, like, a published version of that part, but that didn't count that it was because it wasn't on Ian and Bob, is what you're saying.
As well.
Okay.
That
okay.
seems to be the place that everything goes.
Right.
When
okay.
they got...
Okay. Well, I've been thinking about posting all the parts onto a website, and...
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep moving forward with that function. Do you have any guidance or comments to me as I go about that?
Make it clean and make it so stupid people like Bob can understand it.
I had another insight, Ian, about the ground pepper. When we were talking about the completion of the big note chart and how you were talking about turning the pepper grinder and how the grounds would come out.
Okay.
So it's like you could put in any part of the chart and grind it like the pepper and like a juxtaposition of the five-bodied experience would come out. So it
That's
kind
correct.
Of
by making it coarse or fine, like a coarse or a fine grind. Yes.
Okay. So coarse ground meaning less elements. And fine grind, meaning, like, drilling down into the particulars even more. And
more finer, a finer thread count. A finer thread count.
Okay.
Rather than a coarse, like the difference between a French fry salt and a Carolyn Himalayan sea salt.
So I was thinking of, like, there would just be an image of a pepper grinder.
Wait, people might know it better as pickling salt. Pickling salt is super fine.
Uh-huh.
Make it like that. Go ahead, sorry.
So I was thinking about having, like, some sort of pepper grinder, maybe not very...
They got them on TikTok now. It's how good this has gotten. They got them on TikTok now, so when you turn them upside down, they're electric. And they grind it, and it's got a light to shine down on the bowl so you can see how much pepper you put. Because, you know, when you're grinding pepper mill, you can't see how much pepper is actually going into it. It's got a little light that shines off of the surface of where the pepper's falling so that you can actually see how much fucking pepper is going into the thing. So, see how the tech body's got one on you, honey. They know how this thing goes. You see?
Larry, I don't need a light to see the cracked pepper.
Well, very handy when you're over a pot, where you're over a pot that's boiling and you can't see that light refracts off of that surface. You tell exactly how much pepper you get.
Okay. So the idea would be to have, like, imagine a circle, and you click on it, and it grinds it. And you can set the coarse, you can set it to, like, coarse, you know, medium, high, or low. And then,
yeah, that's like a mortise and pestle,
Yeah, okay, that would look good, mortar and pestle. So then, when you click, then there's an outcome. And maybe when then the outcome is displayed, there'd be links and hyperlinks and, like, ways you could interact with it, watch a video.
Maybe.
You know,
maybe.
Something like that.
Just like the way the peppercorns are ground, they're not exactly ground the same. Some
right.
are half, some are in dust, and some are almost, they're cracked, but they're almost whole, kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, so that would be a cool way to explore the part. It'd be like a new way to play with it, and obviously I would I would include all of Bob's versions of all the parts and have it all housed somewhere. So it could be linked and everything be up there.
Did Bob do a chart? Bob's got a chart. Get out of here. Where did he do a chart?
Yeah, back in 1995.
Okay.
Okay, I have one more question. Of all of the capacity of retrieval for all information accessed in the black hole, not in the threshold, but in the heart of it, what percentage of the total retrieval is from the Egyptian culture?
Probably all of it. The same way that Prince Charles would never be the King of England. Same way.
Okay. What percentage of that same status is from Bob's culture on CKLM?
Oh, that's the Archimedes, the Archimedial pattern, all of it. But these forms, CKLN was nothing. That was just the abrasion that he used to have a conversation. He was CKLN. Bob Marshall was a joke.
Okay.
But, you know, it's ridiculous. He brought style and class to that whole pep rally for ridiculousness.
Okay. What percentage of or ratio of the full information retrieval from the black hole is from the Chinese culture of the mountain?
Every one of these so far has been 100%.
Right. Okay. Interesting.
The reason is because each one of them completely embraces the full context of what you're considering. Now, there's more things for you to consider that you're not.
Right.
Okay. So that would may change things if that be the case, maybe. But you didn't do that. You kept it just vanilla. Bob's not mad about vanilla.
Yeah, I'm just getting into that kind of theme or that topic. So when I ask you in the future, it might be something more specific and you have a different percentage than 100.
That's correct. And the reason that you're doing percentages is you're trying to sort out Chad's singers and standards.
Yes. Yes.
That was
and
another
the
thing. That's okay. Another thing Bob should have written down from Chad that he didn't mention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really liked the lines and spaces of the piano roll. It's not the thing that, it's the thing that gives the information for the piano play. And then I love getting grounded understanding.
It organizes the keys into a predetermined predicated outcome.
Okay, I have a question for Carolyn. Because you said the
Hey, tell her we hadn't said much vulgar tonight at all so far. Isn't it great? Yes, congratulations. You're on the road to well.
Yeah, you've been awesome, Ion. I really commend you.
Well, it's early, darling. Don't get too far. It's early.
Okay, so Carolyn, Ion was saying that was the example of the singers and standard is that we set the standard, and when you are using the keys and the airs on your morning walk, you set what is, there's no question about it, you say it how it is, and there's no more discussion. So that is setting the standard.
Right.
Yeah, my question for you, I was going to email you this, but I'll just throw it out here now live. So I know you've hidden the keys in your heart, which means that you're not bringing your Kindle with you on your walk, like reciting the keys as they were written out phonetically, correct?
Correct, yeah. I've memorized them, but I'll run them. I'll run them like a meditation.
So when you say you memorize them, you mean you've memorized the essence or the meaning of the keys.
Yes, just that.
Both. She can apply them. No, she can apply them. That's yes.
But like the phonetic translation from Revelation, from Revelations, where you're giving all the keys, and you give somebody gave the phonetic translation, right? So we have the words, and then we also have the phonetic how to say them. Did you memorize those as well, Carolyn?
No, I don't. I didn't memorize the angel words, but what happens when you've read them and, you know, you kind of see them in your mind's eye every time you evoke one of the keys, everything comes up.
Yes. Okay. And then when you're doing
this is how she got through medical school. She's brilliant at this. She can look at it one time and she knows it forever. So it's not like that this was just some easy thing where she fell off the turnip truck. This is how she does it. She physically embraces it completely, and then it becomes part of her vocabulary. So she would know every aspect of it and then shift it into a different position, like something of medical, and then put it to a different human being, and they have a different response. She'd also record that response and adjust it. Some people have this outcome, however predicated. So it's not really fair. It's not really fair because she's extremely, and she would never say that. She's not talking shit. She just does it. She's a doer of the words. She don't want to talk about it. Bob wants to talk about it. She don't want to say nothing. She wants to get it done and get on to something else.
Yeah, but I want to
ask T6. I live T6.
T6. That's
that. So my other question for you, well, one thing I want to say in response to what Ian said about how you embrace it, is that I've seen that when there's a discussion on the radio show, you'll pick up on an aspect of something and you'll relate it to a key. So that's what Ian is saying about how you just embrace the whole essence of it and you can apply it as things are going along. You've got that ordered like that. So my other question for you is on the air. Are you, did you create your own airs? Did you memorize the 30 that was provided? How are you going about the airs?
I made them into stories. I made 6 stories of 6 or 7 of each of the airs so that I could memorize them, and then when something came up, then I'd say, oh, this story fits, or, you know, 1 or 2 of the airs in the story fit. It's very personal.
Right,
it can't be, you know, it's all about, you know, my way of interpreting them.
Yeah.
And if they work, then they work.
Right.
Now, we would say that she would be like choosing a 10-blade or a 12-blade scalpel. That scalpel is for a specific purpose. She would pick, she knows which size of scalpel she would require because of her experience. And when she gets that down, then guess what? She knows which one to choose for the job or task at hand.
Okay. Yeah.
See how we hate analogies? We just hate analogies.
And I know you're just kind of thinking them now, Jay, but are you, when you're on your walk, I mentioned earlier tonight to Chad how you're doing 1 or 2, you're not doing them all. You're being selective about how many you go, you know, you're using in your walk. Can you talk about how you're approaching that?
Well, I've said this before. You know, I get to the point because I'm, I'm T6, application of potential kinetic energy. I just take key A's and command the angel. That's my name key.
Yeah, okay. So you're not being like, oh, this needs key 2. I'm going to recognize my ascension, and the waves and winds are going to obey me right now.
When I run them in my meditation, I run through all the keys so I know and they know that they're important.
Right.
But when I want to accomplish something, I'll go to key 8 and then choose the airs.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I know Ion talks about your application of the keys and ears a lot, so I wanted to find out more.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And she doesn't care. See, that's the thing. She's so busy doing it, I'm surprised she even talks about it. No, but she said, yeah, I'm doing the best I can. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
I see good things. Mm-hmm. I see good things and move on down the line.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to do something similar maybe with the rings, but I never really got attracted to doing the rings. It's so funny.
Yeah.
You know, because you're getting into those details, and it's, you know, it's interesting, fascinating, but if they don't grab me like the Keith Nairs did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're definitely different. They're like different aspects. They don't hold the same space, Ion. They relate to each other, but they're definitely different. How would you describe the difference between the angel diagram, Ion, and the keys in the air?
We wouldn't. We say they're integrally connected and bound.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like the rings are how you get to open your lotus. And maybe if you're already convinced that your lotus is opening, you don't have to dance through the rings. Would that be true, Ion?
Yeah, that's Bob's ex-advertisement issue.
Uh-huh. Which means?
The ex-advertisement, the condition that you're trying to use to prove the point has been noted. And that, so it validates your condition. And hopefully the response, but now we negotiate when you get it like that.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to do the rings and really learn them, then that's to validate where you're going. You're using it to shore up your position.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, I feel like that's all we can do. Other than the keys in the air, the OA movements obviously are something to do as well. But in terms of like the information, you're right, like to learn it or to know it or to reference it is just to shore up a position that I've already come to. Okay, well thank you. Yeah, that's good.
That's fine.
Yeah, that was fun. What?
Yeah. You want me to wake up Bob now?
Yeah, I'm wrapping up.
No, it's early. He ain't time for pizza yet. Come on.
I hit him with a tippy towel and he didn't even move. Looks like I'm going to have to get up. Are you awake, Bob? There you go.
He was praying over diamond and silk in the tiny note chart, the big note chart.
It's all the aesthetic stuff. We've been doing the aesthetic. We've been doing the aesthetic.
Can't hear you. You're too echoey.
We've been doing the aesthetic.
I was talking with Carolyn and Ion about the keys and the airs and the angel diagram, and they made, Ion made a reference to your hex advertisement.
Yeah, so the keys and the airs and the that's H-E-R-E-S, right?
A-E-T-H-Y-R-E-S.
Oh, nobody can understand that spelling. The keys and the angel diagram, right?
Go to sleep, you're okay. Go to sleep, you'll be fine.
The keys and the airs and the angel diagram, that's what you did?
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Leslie. We've got to get a few other...
Yes, thank you, Ion. That was excellent. Thank you so much. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Carolyn.
Okay.
Happy day.